Oh, it was like nothing else. It was the highlight of my career at that point. It was an amazing night, August 5th, 10:31 p.m. California time. I was in the surface operations room during touchdown with all the other people who helped contribute to the mission, and it was exhilarating. Just the amount of energy we had, just everyone's many years of hard work finally paying off. I remember it was one of the most satisfying feelings I've ever had. It was very good.
And now you get to operate the rover.
That's right. Now we're driving on Mars. We're starting to do some initial science checkouts. We're taking lots of gorgeous images. It's been a real exciting past 90 sols or so, yeah.
What's Curiosity been up to? What kind of experiments have been going on?
We have been mostly doing checkouts of the system. So as soon as we landed, just like when you get a new computer from the store, you have to install the updates in order before you can use it. Well, we had to update the software on the rover so that we could drive, use the robotic arm, and take samples. So we've been spending the past several sols making sure everything works, and we have been driving a little bit too. We went over to the east and did the first scooping activity where we scooped some Martian sand and then brought it into the rover and did an analysis of the sample.
Just for clarification, what's a sol?
So we have days here on Earth, and we use the term sol for Mars. So when you're talking about today, it's two sol, and yesterday, it's yestersol. A day on Mars is about 40 minutes longer than a day on Earth because the planet spins a little bit slower.
I read in some news reports that the rover found some shiny silver bits, for want of a better word, along its path. Do we know what those were?
Yeah, so I was actually working that day when we were building the rover's plan for that day, and I came in and we had the plan all ready to go, and then one of our science planners noticed in the image, "Hey, what's that shiny thing? It kind of looks like a screw." And everyone kind of like stopped everything. We threw the plan out and we built this whole new plan to take extra images of it and try and figure out what this was. We wanted to make sure the rover wasn't falling apart on us after we built it. So fortunately, it definitely wasn't anything like that. We took the MOLLE hand lens imager, which is basically a camera on the end of the arm, brought it up really close to this object. And what it is, it's just a little piece of plastic. We're thinking it's like a piece of cellophane or something like from a cable wrap that came off during the landing event.
Well, I remember last time when you spoke to KBSX, you talked about what you called a very fun part of the rover, the laser. Has Curiosity used its laser yet?
That is one of the coolest instruments we have on board. It's a rock vaporizing laser. I don't know if it's as cool as it sounds. It's not like Star Wars where we're blowing up rocks on another planet. But what it does do is it's mounted to the mast. That's the kind of the eyeball of the rover. And it shoots a high-powered laser at a rock and makes about a 3-millimeter hole in a rock. And what it does is it vaporizes that surface and takes a picture of that plasma. And from that, you can figure out what that rock is made of and what its prime composition is and use that to decide whether or not it's important. So very early in the mission, while we were still updating software and getting things going, we were able to actually use the laser on a rock that was right at the landing site. And it was pretty exciting being able to finally do that experiment. It's a very, very important tool we have.
What's the ultimate mission of Curiosity? What do you hope to gain?
The goal of this mission is to determine if Mars, past or present, could ever be habitable for life. So based on all the geochemistry and the mineralogy of this landing site, Gale Crater, we can determine how many million years ago was Mars ever a habitable environment for life? Were the conditions on the planet ever suitable for supporting life as we know it? Some of the main things we know is life requires water. So any evidence of flowing water that we can find from a past Mars is a very strong indicator that there's a very good chance that life could have formed here.